Mexico and what we learned last week, actually.
So wise,
about last week, about Tobin and Kalin. Well, not Tobin and Kalin, actually. I mean, someone on Shudders realizes that he's got a Kali which hasn't been Tobin's. It's on Shudders itself. So we saw an interesting halacha last week. Halacha, where was that machine? I'm giving that thing. Halacha of Tfilas Kalim. Shin Tov Gimel Siv Zayin. So first of all, the big question, are you allowed to Tobin a Kalim on Shabbos? Lemais, we don't. Well, let's rephrase that. Let's read out the Shulchan Aruch. Can you Tobin a Kalim on Shabbos? The Machabah said like this. This is the Shulchan Aruch himself. Shin Tov Gimel Siv Zayin. Mutter lahat vil kedi chodesh haton tvin. The Machabah says you're allowed to. You're allowed to Tobin a Kalim on Shabbos called the Machabah. We don't worry about Makar Patish. It doesn't look like you're rectifying the Kalim. Interesting, why not? The Maisi, it's not a problem, he says. It's only a problem, yeah. The Yesh Oysum, but the Machava then says, some say you mustn't do it. Some say you mustn't do it. Yerei Shemayim, Yetzias Kulam, Yerei Shemayim, God forbid, impersonal, but Yetzias, both, all opinions, the Yitzin Akei Lehmi Hood, the best thing to do is to give it to a non-Jew. So if you've got a non-Jewish neighbor, well, on Shabbos, I mean, you have to go, you call a non-Jewish neighbor and say, I want to ask you a favor, come inside. So tell him to come inside, give a nice drink if you want, make it nice at home. And then he said to him, look, I've got a little problem. I've got a utensil there which I can't use. You can do me a favor. If I give it to you and you acquire it and then you lend it to me, I can use it off you. Can you do that? He says, yes. Now, this is interesting what happens there, because that's all very nice. So now, for Shabbos, you can use it because it's not your keli. It belongs to the non-Jew. You're allowed to borrow from a non-Jew. I mean, someone goes to, I don't know what, a pub and he wants to have a pint of beer. So he's allowed to use the glass there. From the what do you call it? No, about going into a pub and everything. I'm saying the actual thing, using a cave for a non-Jew is not a problem. You're allowed to do that. So here, you're making the cave belong to the non-Jew, and now to the goy, and now you're going to use it off the goy. Why happens after Shabbos is another problem. Because so, like the Mishnah Berurah says, even though you can't do kinyanim normally on Shabbos, you mustn't make kinyanim on Shabbos, but here, since it's the third mitzvah, you need it for Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. Sorry?
You can't get Matsuras on Shabbos.
You can't get Matsuras on Shabbos. A little bit of an Esrug. You're allowed to. I remember someone once told me, actually, a very interesting person. He told me once, actually, someone was very upset. He lent him his little bit of an Esrug on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. Shabbos, no point, actually, lent him a little bit of an Esrug. He lent him on Yom Tov. And the person who borrowed it was very upset. So he said, what were you so upset about? So I'll tell you what, an interesting question, actually. So someone said, let's say Reuben gives over to Shimon a little bit of an Esrug. Maton almost laughs him. So Shimon shakes a little bit of an Esrug. Why was in this case, someone came over to Shimon. And said, Shimon, can I borrow you a little Esther? He said, oh, it's not mine, it belongs to Reuben. Oh, he got all upset. He said, what am I doing? It belongs to me, it doesn't belong to me. Nice, I don't think it's a problem, actually, because it's true. It's yours, but it's yours to use only for that. You can't give it out to someone else, actually, yeah? So here, the utensil, the cane you give over to the non to the goy, I don't know what's happening. I'm not sure how it's working. The chayim, it's best to take it back after Shabbos, yeah? Because the Taz says that this trick of Tvilas Kalim only works, this Eitzah only works for a short-term thing. Because if you give it to a non-Jew, a person says, I want to pass myself Tvilas Kalim. No, I'll give him all my Kalim to the Goy, and I bought off him.
Is it easy to make
it? Oh, 1 minute. The Taz says that you can't do it more than 30 days. This trick only works after 30 days. After 30 days, if you're using a Kalim for 30 days, even though it belongs to a non-Jew, you have to do Tvilah. With a brahman, that's another question. But nice, you can't do this trick. It looks like it's yours, you're using yours so much. You're asking a good question. Can I be mafkir the keli on Shabbos? Yes, yes. Many possible are. Rosh Hashanah Zalman is not very happy with this. Because Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, when you take it back and you use it, it looks like you've been coined again.
Yes, kavuna, not to be coined.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. Does that work? Someone said last time,
can you go to the shop,
you buy the keli, and you have in mind, when I'm buying this keli, I don't want to be coined this keli. I want a non-Jewish shop to own it. I tried to find out this thing. I must say, I couldn't find anyone who speaks. I did find someone who speaks to the mice, and they bring in the Tweedest Caves. They bring the mice from the one with the Voucher Evers, who was on the train, and he had to buy a Kali, and he bought the Kali, he used it, and then he threw it out the window.
What is that?
So I think someone wanted to be Masby with this thing that he never had in mind to be cloning the Kali. He bought the Kali with Daz not to be cloning, but I couldn't see anyone. I looked around for a lot of places.
And then he throws it out.
What?
And Moses is his. It's cloned, right? 10 minutes later, he throws it away.
That's no good, my friend.
I'm saying, so what's
the point? No, see, no, I didn't mind to be coining. He intended to use them, but not to be coining them.
That's why you're throwing it out.
You have to know, it's stuck, isn't it? You have to know this thing. I was trying to speak to someone today about this. I couldn't quite look and see what Tweedy Scalium is. They're able to save them, Tweedy Scalium. They marry it. This AC doesn't bring down, doesn't really bring this AC down. Of when you have in mind, you go to the shop. People do quote this, I must say. People quote this, that you go to the shop and you have in mind that you're buying from a shop, but you have in mind, I don't want to be coning the shop. I don't want to be coning. I want to belong to the shopkeeper. It's not really mine.
Disposable
is much better, because that could be, it doesn't need it to be there. No, my friend, but you can't buy a brilliant Caney and use it once and then say, I'm going to throw it out. You've bought the data. It doesn't count that.
Because
So it's interesting thing to say, I'm not sure, you have to know what you're doing over here. So I don't like this Eitzer, is not such a posh Eitzer. The Meister Machabes is another Eitzer, the Ramoach is another Eitzer, which I think you said a good point last week, which is Taka right. Imu Kaini Sheroy Lamadus Boimayim. Let's say you've got an Eruv in the town, so someone's got a Kaini, which he needs to total. What you can do, says Ramoach, you go to the mikveh, and you go to fill out the Kaini with water, fill it out with water, come home, and wash your hands with it. So my say to the onlooker, it doesn't look like it's on between the skin. You can't make a bra, obviously, in that case, because you ruined the whole purpose. But you could go around and do something. Someone said last time, which is your point, a good point, that nowadays that's very dodgy. Because no normal person goes to a mikveh to fill out water to wash his hands with. I mean, he's somewhere else. Not mikveh, he's going to go to this person, if he does that, yeah? So someone type of says that nowadays this eats is not for apostles. So the myself, practically speaking, the best eitzah to do is to give it to the goy and Shabbos a short-term loan, give it to him, and say, can I borrow off you, and then you can use that keli on Shabbos.
When you say it's Mafgirit, it's Mafgirit. First of all, if you go to Mafgirit, go down the street, find three people, not your family, in order to Mafgirit.
First of all, who said you can't be Mafgirit in front of your family?
Yeah.
Just your family?
Why not?
Why not?
Who said you can't? But I don't know. I think Rosh Hashanah wasn't happy about Hefka. He says at the bottom, because when you use it again, it looks like it's yours. So he doesn't mind this Eitzer. He doesn't mind this Eitzer. Shlomo Zalman. This Eitzer, give it to the non-Jews, the best Eitzer to do. That's the one, that's Lechoy, that's the best Eitzer to do. Otherwise, you're a bit stuck.
Use it once,
a lot of people say it. I learned something else that's tricky. You also probably say that. He used it once.
Where did he get it from?
No, because like you say, disposable. He's right. He said disposable containers.
He used
a
heter for even
the... So he wants to make it. Like you make it now. You make it disposable. The interesting story. I mean, it's an interesting story. What you're saying. It's a chiddush. You're like bottle of data. You're very special, my friends. Don't get me wrong. But in such a case like that, I don't know if you can say something. Yeah, so that's the chayr, what you have to do. Okay, let's move on a little bit, Rabbi Yisai. Another one I actually had about separating challah on Shabbos. Here again is very similar to the problem over here. What's the problem? Someone's got a dough, or bread has actually been baked, and he's realised he's not separated the challah. Now, the problem is, until you separate the challah in the reverse columns, normally you shouldn't eat that dough. You shouldn't eat that bread. Yeah, so the chayr, to separate on Shabbos, is wrong to do. You're making a tikkun as well, don't forget. When a person separates the challah, he's making a tikkun. What? Oh, don't worry. You're saying the whole sherry, you want to wait, yeah. So the shayt, what to do? So what is the challah? What is challah? Challah is that minat toyin in Pashtach, it says a person makes a sheer isa, a dough, which is the maaser. Chazal tell us it's 43 1/5 bein, which is quite a lot. See what that is in measurements. Person makes that amount of dough together, and he bakes it. Such a person has to separate from that just a little bit and give it to the kohen. We don't give it nowadays to kohen for various reasons, because we're tommy and we don't want to give it to the kohen. It makes it more complicated. So what we do is we throw it out. Either we throw it out in a nice, respectful way, or it's more of a hudah to burn if you can. One burns the kazayas, the challah, that's it. That is the ideal way of doing it. What is the sheir challah? Just want to go into 1 minute. The sheir challah is, practically speaking, we take on the smallest sheir is 1.2 kilo. 1.2 kilo is already a sopik where you have to separate challah. Just over a bag of challah. A bag of challah is one kilo. 1.2 is slightly more than that. So if a person wants to makes a bread, the sheir 1.2 kilo, he separates with no bracha. There's no bloch yet because it's not a badachiv. When it gets to 1.66 kilo, That according to Chaim Noah is already a share of Rosh Hashanah. A person makes a brach on that. According to the Chaznish, it's 2.25 kilo. Okay, those are all just practical things what to do. But this woman has made actually a challah. She's made a, let's call it pas and challah because it gets confusing. So a woman's made pas, she made bread. And now on Shabbos, she realizes she's not yet separated. What does she do?
It's a straw, it's a big problem.
Right, so now there's two things actually. First of all, in Eretz Yisrael, there's two things. One thing is Eretz Yisrael, one thing is here. In Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is that you can't separate challah from bread on Shabbos. There's no way you can eat that bread. Therefore, everything becomes moksa, finished. In fact, I was in Eretz Yisrael a few months ago, actually, past the summer. So someone came to tell me, actually, it was in Kiryat Sefer the Shabbos. Interesting thing is, actually. I was in Kiryat Sefer on Shabbos, and they were just about to make Kiddush. It was already Shabbos. The woman says, go over the vault, she says. I forgot to separate challah from my Shabbos. So they went to a few rabbonim. Rabbonim says, no problem, my friend. You have to borrow from the neighbors. It doesn't taste as good. Not as good. Sometimes it tastes better. This one didn't taste as good. It doesn't taste as good. Can't really matter. They went to another roll. The roll says, no problem. You can have it.
Right.
Clever roll, this one, actually. Well, what's the answer? You got cut. So Rav said, on Erev Shabbos, I separate challah for everyone in the town who has a dough and has forgotten to do it.
Good. Yeah. Sure.
Very good yet. Shlomo
and Abokov. Shlomo and Abokov.
Yeah, he doesn't kiss us, actually.
He takes his own challah.
He takes his own challah, even though Shlomo and Abokov, it's not from that dough. But with Yemen, it looks like it works. I've wanted to check out something, I have a chance to check out today. But he said he's got no problem, he can eat the challah because he separates on behalf of. I saw this once from Shlomo Zalman for matzahs on their Pesach, actually. I heard once that Shlomo Zalman did this in Eretz Yisrael for the people who don't separate challah. I remember here once, many years ago, I remember there was a person here, so he got matzahs from Eretz Yisrael, actually. He had chabura matzahs made from Eretz Yisrael. Very proud of that, specially made. Came here, came to Pesach, and I opened up the box, written on a box with big letters, Loi Hukushu Adayin Shugna Sonai Shukachala. That is a major problem. Because that is Chalas Eretz Yisrael. That is dough from Eretz Yisrael, which has got a very severe din. There, your money's stuck, you can't eat the dough, you can't eat the bread. Everything comes muksa, it's mummy, you can't touch it.
Look, they were bosses now.
Yeah, so that's an interesting question. He's quite right. Very good point, actually.
Is everyone
a person puts challahs on the table? Let's say a woman puts challahs on the table, and there's nothing else on the table. You're not happy on the table, it's a boss. It's a boss
to that.
If you just put the challahs on the table, or you put a challahs on a tray, and you realize in Eretz Yisrael you've not separated challah from the dough, the whole table is muksa. Everything is muksa. Because it's a very severe type of muksa, actually. The man says, nothing you can do with it, it's muksa. So in Eretz Yisrael, your mummy's in trouble. In
this rod can be, is it just killed safer?
The whole yeah, thing is that's pushing it.
The whole Yisrael?
I think you're pushing it a bit. I was wondering about
is
that.
Kehila, is Kehila?
I think you're pushing it a bit.
It's three, is Kehila?
I tell you the truth, I've not checked it out. But he told me that. I checked out the story again. I phoned up the person on Friday to find out the story again from this person. Because he told me I was in Eretz Yisrael, Pastor Tzabe. And this person, he was there, he told me in Pastor Tzabe what happened. He told me he was a kid. So I said, I know him very well. He was a kid saying, for Shabbos, he told me the story. And I just phoned him on Friday, I wanted to make sure I got the story right.
Who does it work for?
What?
Who does it work for?
Yeah, that's a good child. It doesn't work for England, I don't think.
Okay.
The stomach has to be in your tchum, it has to be in the stomach, in your area. It can't work for your shalim, I don't think. I don't know how far it goes in your shalim. What? I don't know how far it goes, but the chayr has to be in your area, the chiddish. So all the rabbonim talk acid, which is quite right, a piece of shulchan aruch is like a problem. This Rob was very clever. He did a big favour for the people.
How does it work? It's never the book of. He got something to
do. How much sheer knowledge? No. If 50 people forgot that he has a
book of. That's what I mean. Now this is only a minimum, I can say. There's no
sheer.
Yeah. I forgot. He's quite right. That's a good point. I must say, even Eretz Yisrael nowadays, how posh has had his drabonim. We learn it out from the apostle. The apostle says, according to the apostle, it's the way of the Oretz. He has to be rose kulchem. It has to be the majority of Yidden in the next stroll to be chayim and chalim in Atur. So nowadays, there's no chiv, hafposh, chalim in Atur, in the next stroll. But They have brushes, clarinets, sort of strict and cuzzoids. And that's why you're going to see the leads between cuzzoids does not apply next at all. So it's both drabonums have brushes, clarinets, the midst of separated color in Eretzisrael and cuzzoids both with drabonum nowadays. But they left in Eretzisrael, they left it with certain chumras there, which you're going to see different to here. So again, in Eretzisrael, if someone has not separated color, then it's a serious problem. It's muksa. Unless you can find a good rabbi there who's done this trick and has separated on behalf of all the chevra in that area, that would help. That's a big chiddush what he did, and the mice that helped. In chutzah, it's a special halacha that a person is allowed to carry on eating. If a person realizes on Shabbat, whenever it is actually, even during the week, if a person realizes he's not separated challah from his bread, really what he's allowed to do is he's allowed to carry on eating. What he should do is he takes a piece of a piece of bread more than his eyes, and he puts it aside. Then he carries on eating his rest of his bread as he wants. Afterwards, I mean, really, he should do it as soon as possible. Really, on Shabbos, what he's going to do is, what he does is take that piece of bread, on Matzah Shabbos, what he does, he cuts off a bit of that bread. He says, this is challah. He has to take shirayim, he separates that bit.
Even though there's nothing left of the bread.
Yeah, even though there's nothing left of the bread. That is how Hafashas challah. Rosh Hashanah's answer is you don't make a bracha on that
bracha. Part of that piece.
Part of that piece. You take from a whole piece, you take part of it as Hafashas challah, and that now has gone into Hafashas challah. That allowed you, you knew you were going to do that, that allows you to eat right through Shabbos all your challah.
So when you're taking it away, it's not muksa, you get to move it away.
Yes, because it hasn't got a shape challah yet. I haven't called it challah yet, so you can move it away, you put it away somewhere safe, but you know that on Matzah Shabbos you're going to separate it. And then on Matzah Shabbos you go up to that piece of bread, piece of challah, you cut away a kezias, I think it's kezias, you take away a kezias from that piece, that is my designated challah. Either you burn it, or you put it in the dust and you're going to swept away. That allows you to eat your challah during the whole Shabbos. So that's a good answer to know. That happens very often in Shaila, and that is a posh answer. That's what you were telling me. See, had you said that at the beginning, the show would finish.
No.
That's why we made it for now. Yeah, I'm British, yeah. So that is what you do in Hafashas challah. That's what you do in Chutzaretz, so you eat. Now, if a woman realizes after she's lit candles that she's not been mafrish challah, so it's not Shabbos yet, everyone, especially now, a lot of people are covered Shabbos early, yeah? So Moshe, let's say this week, some shoes done on 6:10 or quarter past 6, yeah? So let's say this woman done 6:15, she lit candles at 6:30, plug a minute at 7:20, and at 7:15 she says, I can't believe it, I've got to separate color.
She's
Makabal Shabbos. So she can't separate color. But she could tell someone who's not yet been Makabal Shabbos. She could tell someone's not yet been.
If her children and the kids are not yet.
Yeah, okay. Whatever age, she could tell someone's not yet been Makabal Shabbos. Let's say, let's say she tells someone who's not yet been Makabal Shabbos, can you do me a favor and separate the challah? Interesting though, there's no brochum in this case.
Also not.
Also interesting here, you don't make a brochum on Hafashas challah. Not sure exactly why, because since she can't make it, she's the balabos of it really, since she can't make that frosh, I don't know why.
The husband's the same balabos. What? Husband's
the
same balabos of the family she is.
Husband does it. If the husband does it.
Husband's not Makabal Shabbos, they've got to do it.
Could she take a bit
of... Who's not Makabal Shabbos?
Husband's not
Makabal Shabbos. Yeah, husband, I'm here, just let me check here. I'm over here.
He takes
that
frosh.
The wife is saying she can't, but he can.
He can. So he's asking the Maisa, why can't you make a brach? He's a match by the bottle she is.
That's right.
No, the Maisa is brought down, there should be no brach. I have to check this out at this point. The Maisa, as far as I know, divided, it happens before I check it out, no brach is on this brach.
So she can cut a piece off and go to her neighbours with that piece?
No, she can't do a frosh on Shabbos.
No, she can't.
Cut a piece of challah off.
That's called a frosh.
For her, the challah is
more.
For neighbours, they frosh.
Because now they're going to be. She takes the whole challah there. She takes the whole challah to the neighbour. The neighbour can't get
out of the whole neighbour. Yes, she takes the whole neighbour.
No, the whole challah.
Is that challah booked to her now?
What? No, there's no challah yet. We haven't separated it yet.
You haven't called it challah yet?
You haven't called it challah yet. The neighbour called it challah.
Should we start booked to her?
It hasn't got
dinner till
you're allowed to carry it.
So she takes the whole cow to the neighbour, takes a bit off, and she brings that up.
We've matched with that low hip.